Well, it has been surprising, but again, politics, like life, is always surprising. And just want to pay a tribute to Leo Varadkar as Taoiseach. You know, he brought us through Brexit, brought us through COVID, effectively a third world war in the UK, the Ukraine, and Russia, and just feel that. He feels that he's always put the country first, and now is the time for him to step down. And it's a huge surprise. And yes, he's given this government, with Fianna Fáil and the Green Party, space to elect a new Taoiseach and a new leader of Fine Gael, but also give space for the next general election, which will be up 2 years' time.
You mentioned it there, Deputy. It's a surprise to you and your party colleagues. I think it's safe to say nobody really saw this coming this afternoon.
No, and I got wind that something was happening, but we weren't sure. But I've just left. We watched it on TV here and in Leinster House, and all my colleagues were watching it, and every one of them were surprised as well. But again, you know, as I said, in politics you have to cope with the new arrangements, and Fine Gael now will get into gear into selecting a new leader in the coming 2 weeks, I understand, before the Ardesh. And the most important things now are selecting a new leader, but also the local and European elections, which we have many excellent candidates running for as well.
And what was your own relationship like with Leo Varadkar, Deputy?
I had a very good relationship with Leo Varadkar. He was a very good friend. We worked together, and would like to think I was loyal to him, like I'm always loyal to whatever leader we have in Fine Gael, and I continue to do that. And he did honour me with appointing me as a junior minister in the Department of Health, and I was delighted, and it was a great insight into how Department of Health works, and I'm delighted that I was able to provide a lot of projects in the Sligo-Leitrim constituency. And any time I went looking for something for the constituency, he always gave me a fair hearing and always delivered the vast majority of times. And it was a great honour to work with him. He very, very bright, very articulate. He had the Rolls Royce of mind. And again, he was very principled, and he always put the country first.